One of Sydney's prominent community leaders and activists says he's been sentenced to 10 years prison in Lebanon in what he's described as a kangaroo court run by the military. Dr. Jamal Rifi has been working with members of Sydney's Jewish community as part of a program to organise treatment for sick Palestinians in Israeli hospitals. For that, he's been labelled a traitor. And now he says it's impacting on his important work as a doctor, protecting Sydney's Lebanese community from the ravages of COVID. David Lipson reports.
At a clinic in the heart of Sydney's southwest COVID red zone, Dr. Jamal Rifi has been working day and night for months to get vaccines in arms, social distancing from his own wife at home to keep the family safe.
So it's been a very, very rough year.
Last night, it got much worse after a phone call from his brother in Lebanon, who informed him
that the Lebanese military tribunal sentenced me to 10 years imprisonment for being a collaborator and a traitor with the enemy.
The enemy being Israel.
Yes.
Since 2017, Dr. Rifi has been working with an organisation known as Project Rosanna in Australia. Run in collaboration with members of the local Jewish community, the group funds training sessions for Palestinian medical workers, their ethos outlined in this training video.
We are dealing with each other as humans. We don't think about any borders between us.
Project Rosanna helps organise transport for sick children from Gaza and the Palestinian territories across the border for treatment in Israeli hospitals.
We have Palestinian volunteers that they pick up the patient and they take them to the checkpoints or border, and they will be picked up by an Israeli volunteer, take them from check border to the hospital.
And last year, the group helped prepare the stricken Palestinian health system for the onslaught of COVID-19.
We managed to send 30 ventilators to the Palestinian Authority.
Dr. Rifi says it's his work over 4 years that's seen him labelled a collaborator and sentenced in absentia in a Hezbollah-run military court.
Are you led to believe that the sentence is tied directly to your work with Project Rosanna?
Look, without any doubt. Without any doubt.
But Dr. Rifi believes there's a deeper motive to what he's labelled a kangaroo court ruling, an attempt to smear his brother's reputation in Lebanon.
He is one of the loudest voice against Hezbollah doing everything as per their master, Iran, and they wanted probably to affect his names and reputation, and they are using my humanitarian work to label me and through me to my brother as being traitors and that sort of things, so to minimise the impact of his voice.
The sentence means he can't return to visit family in Lebanon once the borders open.
It's a bankrupt country, and there is a judicial system in Lebanon, but there is no justice.
But he's more disturbed by the impact it's having here in Australia as he tries to protect the local community.
Nobody wants to be labelled as a traitor, and I'm really upset, and it's a distraction from the work that I'm doing right now. And this is a reflection of the Lebanese corrupt system that failed to protect their own citizens in Lebanon, and they haven't been able to even find the perpetrator of the port explosion, even a year after the event, where 200 people have died. People struggling to find their medicines, to find their bread, to find their petrol. People live in no electricity and they don't have access to water. Where a country, nothing is working, and they have big, much bigger problems than myself. And for them to pay such attention to this minute detail, I must be doing something right.